till now.
You speak in ages of my teenage girlfriend.
I'm just worried about what's going to make me bubble.
Oh, hoovering.
Thanks, boy.
It's our Jules. She's wearing a tank top and her nips are stiff. I absolutely fucking loved it.
Oh, here we go.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Wafflers. I'm your host, Danny Whiting, and I'm joined by the MVP.
Yeah, nothing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, woo! Come on, do your shit. Do your fucking shit.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Well, your ass better call somebody! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Wafflers and the World Waffling Federation proudly present to you its WWF Tag Team Champions of the World, the Road Dog Peter Dutton, the Badass Danny Whiting, the New Age Wafflers!
And if you're not down with that, I've got two words for you. Suck it!
I thought with being you, it'd be four words.
Pass the toilet roll.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's a very good one. Should we do it again?
Yeah. Hello. Who are you in that?
That was charisma.
What?
Oh yeah, there's only two people in DX.
Why didn't you have a third?
Because it would have thrown off the patter of the... So it, cause it, it,
yeah. The ninth wonder of the world!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah! I could be China. I could dress up with the Hulk and get fucked by Sean Walton.
Dress up like the who?
The Hulk. She-Hulk.
Who the fuck dresses up like the Hulk?
Yeah, who the fuck?
Well, Edward Norton.
Wants to be fucked by the Hulk dressed up.
Which Hulk are we talking about, brother?
How is everyone? Have you been, Andy?
Grand.
Have you been, Pete?
Sound.
Brilliant.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Good. I've been away for a week.
Let's go.
Yeah. I've been away for a week. I went to Tawin.
Tawin?
Tawin, next to Krill.
Krill?
Mm.
Didn't you get to roll off a
Welsh person
for mispronouncing?
Yeah, when we picked Yellow Coke up from school, the teacher brought her out and said, Yellow Coke's told us all about going to Tawin. Which Tawin is it? Because there's two. And I went, she was, is it the one next to Rill? And I went, no, it's the one next to Krill. And she goes, oh, that's the one I'm, that's not the one I'm from. Yeah. She was Welsh and I beat her at her own game.
You did?
Where's she from?
Tawin. The other one. It must be fair south.
He out Welsh, the Welsh woman.
Mm. Have you been, Pete? Have you been up to anything? Not been up to anything?
I don't remember at all.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Can you prompt me what I've been up to?
I don't know what you've been up to. I know what you actually been up to. What have you been up to, Ant?
Not too much.
No? How was your birthday?
Great, thank you. I turned 32.
Did you?
I did.
You're getting...
I made it.
Uglier and older.
What?
Older.
You said uglier?
I didn't.
You did.
Did I, Pete?
Yeah.
Rewind. Thank you, Pete.
You are ugly, though.
Tuck that back in, thank you.
The state of that.
Tuck it back in.
My God, oh my ridiculous.
God. His feet. Is that foreskin?
Yeah, but...
What?
Sometimes it pops out my zipper.
You haven't got a zipper. Just a fucking hole.
Don't break the fourth wall, Pete. Ruin the illusion.
I haven't opened the drawers.
That was the thing you had, not the fact to be foreskins poking out. But you're like, no, we haven't got a zipper.
What about Andy's, the sole off his shoe, which is more pathetic. That is disgusting. You know what?
Oh my, I've just seen his bare foot.
Yeah,
you've got
baby.
Bare feet. It's gone through his
yeah.
shoe, yeah. through yeah. his sock.
Mate, yeah. this Danny is the God's honest truth.
Earlier on today, before the pod, I said, I've got some glue here. Let me glue them back together. He goes, no, I like it. It makes me look like a right character.
That's not what I said. Yes, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said,
that's to my personality.
I like it. It's...
You said
that. I think you did.
You
yeah.
literally said.
No, I said. No, I didn't say it adds to my character. I said I feel like it has character.
You should take them back to Craig and get a refund.
They're not Craig's. You're Craig. Have you seen Dead and Sketches? I quite like it.
Even Craig's got some class.
I don't know what it is, but it is generally comfortable because like you haven't got like when you're wearing shoes and like they're all rigid. And you've got your feet are trapped in there.
I know what shoes are.
But,
yeah,
but because the top of the shoe is free from that, it's like I'm not wearing shoes. It's like I'm just wearing big socks.
It's flip-flops.
Yeah, it's more comfortable.
It's not.
It is.
That's disgusting.
But your bare feet are exposed.
Don't be bare feet. I've got socks
as well.
Which has got a hole in as well.
Your sock hasn't got a hole
in. Yes, it has. I can fit your fucking
hole. Oh, no! Anyway, these are your socks.
They're my socks.
They're your socks.
And your kid's socks.
A white one that refused to wear.
I generally didn't mean to put a hole in your sock.
I can't believe no one's bought you.
Oh, there's even a hole in his foot.
Look how solid the skin's gone.
Andy, what did you get? I think you didn't get socks or shoes for your birthday. What did you get?
Didn't
get
a sloppy blow job off your mouth.
I didn't say that.
He said that.
He didn't open his mouth.
He said that.
No, he never.
He just said. Bastard.
You got a sloppy blow job off your mouth.
I'm starting to think he might have got a sloppy blow job.
I did not get a sloppy blow job off me mouth.
You weird the fuck? What is going on?
What? I thought you were skydiving for your birthday.
You got it. No, I did not want. No,
it's my saber birthday. Andy. He's dangerous.
My
saber.
Saber force.
Yeah. Drive force.
Thank you. Yeah. You questioned if you were saber. Thank you.
My Thank birthday you present was not having to jump out of a plane.
Oh.
So you stayed on the ground with your mom?
Stayed on. I didn't even have to go.
That's your name to support.
No, well, I was going to. But, I remember.
But your mum got
him. No, I was going to. Then apparently we were going to be gone for like 10, 12 hours.
You can't spend that much time with your baby, can you?
Well, what?
What?
And the shoes going with me? Oh. I mean, I don't know who you mean.
Your mum?
No! The goblin!
So what did you get? Get that fly.
Well, I guess my birthday.
Yeah.
I got loads for my birthday.
Did you?
I did.
Didn't say fucking no. Oh, what do you get?
I mean, I got, let's see if I can remember off the top of my head. I got a big bag full of sweets. And I'm talking like, not like a big bag of sweets, I'm talking like the happy birthday.
I got a big
bags.
Bag of rice over there in the van. You like them big bags of rice?
Yeah. Yeah, like that.
£5 something, yeah.
But full of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
It was all like toxic wastes, like four different
flavours. You didn't bring any in?
No.
I don't like toxic waste, here.
Yeah.
I like purple ones, nice.
Do you? Oh, I've got one of the purple ones. I haven't tried them yet. Yeah, no, just big bag. And then only the Iron Brew chew bars that I like.
They're
not shite, you're shite.
Yours is a sugar tax. They Scottish. Speaking of Scottish, you watch Baby Reindeer?
Oh! I have!
You watch it yet, Pete?
Yeah.
When? Last night? You didn't watch it yesterday when he asked. You watched it last night?
Last night.
Oh, what? We just blasted it.
Oh, so, so we obviously can't go into detail because Pete hasn't finished it yet.
Oh, no, I have.
You finished it in one night?
Yes.
You dirty bastard.
It's not that long. The whole series.
It's not that long. It's six episodes.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours long.
It's like half an hour. Some.
I think it's eight episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes, half an hour each.
Some of them are half an hour, about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I went to bed at like half one. Wasn't like one.
Ooh. So what time did you start watching?
Rebel
Wilson, you call him?
About half eight, I think.
Half eight.
What do you think?
It's decent, yeah.
What's it about, Andy?
Baby Reindeer is about a struggling Scottish comedian.
Yeah.
I watched this. Struggling Scottish reindeer that couldn't get through the Highlands and fucking sounded like a cow when it moved.
You had 4 hours of that.
That's dead interesting.
So, right, I don't know.
Go around its neck.
You watched the reindeer for 4 hours trudging through Scottish Highlands.
Did it look anything like, I'm picturing what it looked like you after football. So, you after football last night, Tuesday night, was We didn't speak for, I reckon, for about 7 minutes on the way home. Because you had your head out your window like this.
Was it that long?
I think so. I got from Liso and you didn't speak until we got to Corby Road. Yeah, that's really mum we used to wear. Yeah.
Of course, Corby Road would bring it alive.
You were out the window like a dog. Like, oh, you're sick.
Oh, dear.
You're sick. Yeah.
Luckily for me, I've had it instilled in me that Phaeton's for faggots, so I
don't. Are you listening, LGBTQ?
They're the fools
of the Dutton family.
Is it Oxfam or Ofsted?
They do school.
Ofcom. In fact, all of them, the charity Oxfam, the school governing board, Ofsted, and Ofcom are going to be on here. Yeah.
I forgot what he actually said. Oh yeah, Phaeton. Yeah, you reckon LGBTQ are very big Phaetoners?
Yeah. Always at it.
Maybe because they're so overwhelmed by having to go through life being gay.
Yeah.
Everyone makes it so difficult for them.
Persecuted.
That's how they feel.
Oh look, there he is! About to faint!
I just didn't believe in Phaeton, so I managed to stay up. Stay alive.
I think it would have been over quicker if you just fainted, got back up. Like, you would have been sound in 2 minutes, but you just struggled for 8.
Wait, have you fainted?
I've fainted, yeah. And I don't suck dick.
Do you eat smeg?
I do not eat smeg.
Why do you keep saying intrusive for?
No, where do you think I will get smeg from?
What did you get for your birthday? Not a sloppy blow to my
mouth. He said that!
That's what he wanted.
Yeah, I fainted. But I do suck dick. That's very correlated with you hitting that you either suck dick or want your dick sucked by your mum.
Neither of those are true.
What's this got to do with baby reindeer anyway?
Oh yeah, it's a Scottish comedian.
You look struggling beard in the Highlands with a GoPro on your neck. I reckon it's because you warmed up for 40 minutes playing football, then you went into a hotter room than normal. You played for 15 minutes and you thought, that's me, I was done now.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm going to golf, you sick.
I think that's exactly what happened, but I did think I was going to pass out. Like, it was awful, I was dizzy.
You're going to pass out.
I couldn't concentrate.
Mosland's gym.
It was fucking awesome, man.
She had the same hair as Jake
Speed. You can laugh when you turn up, you've been invited. Multiple times.
I've never been invited.
All right, come next week.
No. Actually, you can take my place.
More respect for myself.
So, baby reindeer, struggling comedian.
Oh yeah.
Works in a bar in Camden.
He gives a free cup of tea out to a lonely woman who looks like she needs to pick me up. Turns out that woman has a history of stalking and abuse, and starts stalking him.
And abusing him?
And abusing him, and it turns out he also got abused in the past.
We should actually say, like a trigger warning if anyone hasn't watched it and they're going to watch it.
Oh yeah, trigger warning. Fingers and arse.
Yeah.
Okay. Fingers and arse.
You're going to have to walk it. Like Mr. Blobby.
No.
Are you sleeping?
Anyone fainted?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I thought it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it was really
bleak. And, like, there was no... It got bleaker.
Well,
like,
she's
it just
got
kept
fucking...
getting kicked.
Well, that's
kicked.
What I'm getting to, yeah. The Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
How fucking awful is that?
That's a terrible combination of people, isn't it?
They're going to obviously talk about how the... Like...
She's just got famous, hasn't she? How she ruined some fella's life.
She's either going to kill herself... Like off, because obviously, or she'll be in Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, everyone's gonna watch.
Imagine if she kills herself on Big Brother.
Exactly, but apparently, Ian and Pierce are swapping tips on how to hack phones.
No one gets to see the face. It definitely makes the joke.
Speaking of jokes. We went to watch the comedy club, didn't we? We went to the comedy club.
Oh yeah, we did.
Fucking hell, we did. Yeah.
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 Forgot about that.
I didn't get him. I've been a busy week. Yeah. He didn't go skydiving. He definitely didn't get a sloppy blowjob off his mum. Wink, wink. He hasn't fainted or sucked dick this week.
Not this week.
You got a bag of sweets. We went to a comedy club.
Yeah.
We went to watch Mike Rice.
Yeah, oh, I also got a Toxic Avenger figurine.
You don't like the Avengers?
No, Toxic
Avenger. Oh! I thought you meant the Toxic Sweet! No! Oh, wait, no!
Like, the fuck's a Toxic for Avenger?
Toxy? He was 90 pounds a nerd until he fell into a vat full of nuclear waste and then he became the Toxic Avenger. Went around crushing people's skulls in with a mop.
You know, with a mop?
With a mop?
You know who this guy is?
I pretend to. It's faster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Dead into a meat boss, yeah. Isn't he?
I also...
Hey!
He does wear a tutu. But I also got...
He faints if he is part of the LGBTQ.
I got the vinyl of the Toxic Avenger 2 soundtrack. Brilliant. And 3.
Fuck it, hell me. Free.
And fuck it, hell yeah.
Yeah, I got spoiled.
I'm looking forward to the 4th when it's coming out next year, isn't it?
They're actually remaking it, and I believe...
Yeah, not 4.
Yeah, I believe Kevin Bacon is attached to the project.
Jesus Christ, he'll write anyone these days, don't he?
As the main actor, he doesn't even look like him.
The phone guy? The broadband guy?
Yeah.
The guy from Hop?
Yeah, he used to act and now he sells phones.
Footloose.
Oh, yeah, he sells, like, 3G or whatever.
Well, what about the comedy club he went to, boys?
Oh, yeah, Mike Rice.
Black Stock Market. What are we saying? Oh, how good is Black Stock Market? Give it up to Binti and the lads at Hot Water Comedy Club.
Because that's what they need. Three lads in Easton, bigging them up. Yeah, why did you do that?
Do what?
Act like you're playing the trumpet.
I'm wolfed like a wolf.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
What was it, the biggest purpose... What was it? The biggest comedy...
purposefully built indoor comedy venue.
What are you building here, Binti? I don't know. Yeah. Fucking hell. Second accidental lead. Comedy club in Europe.
Yeah, this one's bigger, but they didn't mean to build it for comedy.
it's brilliant, though, isn't it? Like, genuinely,
yeah, no, it's fantastic. I really want to go again.
You've got that IKEA feel, though, where you don't know what time of day it is or anything, because it feels like a nighttime vibe.
Yeah.
You go in, there's
like
just
indoors,
like
indoors, outdoors.
Massive bar. Probably the biggest bar in Liverpool when you think about
probably,
isn't it? Yeah. You've got like loads of restaurants at Patterson's.
Yeah, Patterson's. Gyro. Did he let loose for a second?
Yeah.
I fucking love this song.
I love Poker Face. I got a gyro, but in a box. In massive. They're nice, that. I had chicken, obviously, chips. Andy thought it was smeg, but it was feta cheese. He was very disappointed to find out.
Yeah, it was smeg. When he licked that up, it was
But feta cheese is just an Icelandic man's smeg. Well, I assume it is. It's not, but that's how I assume it comes out. What?
I'm going to Iceland next year.
Oh, yeah.
Are you actually?
Back to your home roots, yeah.
In New Ferry.
Yeah. Doing that corned beef trick with the key to get the free trolley out.
That's it. Going to do a shift.
Where in Iceland are you going?
Reykjavik.
Say anything, I'm not going to follow you up on it.
You're going to do a dip in all the little blue pools and the heated stuff.
Did you hear about the guy who died?
In Yellowstone, he fell in.
He
like
to death.
Yeah.
And then someone went in after him.
To try and. And apparently, his last dying words were, "I made a mistake, didn't I?" Well, that was.
He still weren't sure, was he? Who's the Hoff, is it? The Hoff, the guy who does the ice dip and stuff.
Wim Hof.
Was it him?
Nah. Don't think so.
Would be ironic if he died through being burnt at, like, scalded alive and boiling water.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, your Gyros looked amazing.
Me which?
Your Gyros.
Me Gyros.
Your Gyros.
You fucking Gyros. I love a Gyros.
Fucking Gyros.
Me Gyro.
I got chicken wings.
You did get chicken wings, yeah. But what are we talking about? The comedy? We went to see Mike Rice.
Oh, yeah, Mike Rice.
It feels like we've all caught his agent. What are we saying about Mike Rice? Because what did you rank Jamie Hodgson?
Jamie Hodgson was 9.5.
You sure?
9.9.
Because you have people who will go.
9.9! Yeah, Jamie was a 9. Yeah, Jamie was a 9.
So it was Phil?
Phil was a 9.5.
Oh, right. I figured it must have been me.
Adam.
Rope.
6.
So what are you giving Mike Rice, Andy? the Dave Meltzer of the comedy world.
Right. So I feel like this is difficult because he had an okay 30 minutes, a good 10, and then a solid 20. So I'm probably, like, I came out, because obviously the end of it was so good, I came out thinking, like, wow, this is fantastic. But when I factor in the whole thing, I'd give a solid 7.5.
I think that's a bit harsh. I would have said 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
I thought it was, that last 20 was so good.
Yeah, but that's it. The last 20 was a 10.
Yeah, I enjoyed it up to that, and then the last 20, like...
The last 20 was a 10.
Yeah. That last 20 I thought was fucking...
You didn't see Jamie Hutchinson though, mate.
No. I'm disappointed.
You didn't see Jamie. You fucking killed
him. You didn't even recognise Jamie. Like, I did. Diabolical.
Sam Stanley's his best fucking mate.
I'm sitting here eating my, what do you call it, my G-Ross.
G-Ross.
My G-Ross. Yeah, you tell a story, Pete. You're brilliant with words. From your point of view, it's not that good. From my point of view, it's not.
I'm glad it came up. And
yeah, but we were just sat eating, and
he'd gone for a vape outside. But he stood up and goes, just going for the vape outside, and he shouts, "Not rape!" No one said anything.
Yeah, that was weird.
Anyone we got confused?
Everyone was looking at us in the venue, and awkward.
I just wanted everyone to know I'm safe.
And the next thing is, he's saying, "All right, lads," to Mike Rice, Jamie Hutchinson, and both their birds. I was like, what the
birds too?
He said, they're just saying alright to all, like, everyone.
Yeah, I heard they walked in, like, Danny, lad!
No, that's when they left.
That was when they left?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouted in a bit, Danny, lad, as they were walking out.
You were even in at that point.
Apparently, they walked right past me, I had absolutely no idea.
You were watching Netflix.
You were watching Baby Reindeer.
What would you rate it? Did you say?
I'd say, like, 8.5.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8, I think.
8?
Around 8, yeah.
Yeah,
it smashed fair. Adam Rowe out the park.
Yeah, it did.
I forgot his name. Phil Ellis was one of the funniest things I've just ever seen.
He was fantastic.
But I think you have to be in the room to like enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think if you're watching it at home, it wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
It's just the idea. It's like you and like 30 people, and he's right in your face.
Yeah. And it's so bizarre.
Town, dressed as a cat. Just got out of a bin bag.
That's you?
That's you, me?
You scream downtown all the time. You put a butt plug in and pretend to be a cat.
I've never put a butt plug in.
You said you wore a bin bag, didn't you? It's because it adds character.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Personality, not character.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't say my shoes gave me character. I said it has character. The shoe itself, it gives the shoe character.
Get out.
Without that, just a pair of sketches.
Get out.
Did they even waste now, though?
Get them out.
Broken sketches.
I'm actually going to leave. No. Genuinely.
Get out.
With the sketches and all.
Have you had a nice birthday?
Oh, I did, thank you. Could take my tuna butty with me?
Yo.
No, don't.
you had your eye on that, have you?
Are you going to eat that?
Where's my tuna butty?
I've watched the fly shit all over that.
Yeah, I've watched the fly shit all day.
Don't eat that, mate.
I'm not going to eat it now.
Oh, Andy, that's disgusting.
What are you eating now?
I watched a fly throw up on it. I watched it throw up. Yeah, the fly landed on it and said, "Oh, tuna flare."
I got me right off this now, and it's in me mouth.
The fly thought it was smegging with me, though.
Did he dairy milk in it? That's nice. Oh, didn't even close their door, how rude. That is fucking... He pissed me right off. Pissed me right off.
I can't believe he's at that. That fly was all over it, throwing up.
I seen it. I heard it.
Oh, look at the state of them.
What?
No, oh, don't get them out.
Baby reindeers.
Oh, they're fucking horrible!
Touch one!
They're fucking dirty as fuck.
Oh my god. You do it?
No, I'm not licking a fucking hoof.
You sound just like your mum!
Like, she normally does it.
Oh, fuck this. Call this pot a fucking day. It's fucking 200 episodes too late. Fucking do something, Pete.
Is this the end?
I'm fucking done.
Is this how we go out?
This is how we go out. Fucking fever dream over fucking Haribo, whatever he was eating.
He was chewing on it.
And on his beard.
Oh!
Got a big bag of fucking tuna in my beard. Tunas are massive.
Sit up. Yeah, they are fucking huge, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Do you know Robert F. Kennedy? It was son.
JF Kennedy's brother.
JFK's brother, Robert, he's got a son called Robert as well, so he's.
Do you need to stop doing this?
Robert.
I am sick to death of people calling.
So he's RFKJR. Right, I can't remember what it was. He went into an operation and a worm had ate loads of his brain, a parasite worm, because he thought he had a tumour, so he, you know, did like, opened his head up, looked at this. They're half his brain, so he's got memory loss. He's running for presidency now, right?
With memory loss?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, they're that bad, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's running now. He's got memory loss because this worm's at half his brain. While he was there, they realised he'd been poisoned, mercury poisoned. He was 10 times over the mercury level, and he blamed it on eating too much tuna.
What the fuck?
Well, but you didn't think that's the way the podcast was going to end.
I heard he called it early because you're a fucking wet wipe.